From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz, with particular emphasis on the worlds of free improvisation and jazz fusion. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with some classic fusion from the mid-70s, and we'll begin with a quartet from Denmark called Coronarias Dans. They released two albums during the early 70s. From the latter of the two, the album Visitor, sessions recorded in 1973 but not actually released to the public until 1975, eventually reissued on CD in 1996 by Steeplechase Records, also based in Denmark. Three quarters of Coronarias Dans were also members of a more popular Danish fusion band from the 70s, Secret Oyster. In fact, Secret Oyster recorded their first album and released it before the Visitor sessions were completed, Secret Oyster recording their debut album in June of 73. The Visitor sessions from Coronarias Dans recorded during January, July, and November of that same year. The members, which were part of both Coronarias Dans and Secret Oyster, were Klaus Böhling on guitar, Kenneth Knudsen keyboards, and Ole Strindberg drums. Actually, Ole didn't join Secret Oyster until they released their second album, Seeson. He replaced Bo Trygg Andersen. The member of Coronarias Dans, which was not part of Secret Oyster, was their bassist, Peter Friis Nielsen. Some rather interesting history behind these two Danish fusion bands, I think. At any rate, from the album Visitor, here's the track Don't Know.
Thank you.
a set of 70s fusion in chronological order. We began with the Danish quartet Coronarias Dans. From 1973, the album Visitor, we heard Don't Know. From 1974, another quartet, this time fronted by the late American electric bass genius Jaco Pastorius. The album Jaco, with a young Pat Metheny on guitar, Paul Blay, electric piano, and Bruce Ditmas on drums. We heard Donkey. Jaco Pastorius, of course, would eventually go on to participate in Pat Metheny's debut solo album, Bright Size Life, from 1975, and ultimately become a member of Weather Report with Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter. And lastly, from 1975, drummer Jack DeJohnette and his quartet Directions. From the album Cosmic Chicken, released on Prestige Records that year, as far as I can determine, this album has never been reissued on CD or in digital form. With John Abercrombie on guitar, Jack DeJohnette was also a member of John's working trio of the mid-70s, Gateway, at this same time. Alex Foster on alto sax, and Peter Washington on bass. We heard Stratocruiser. Continuing on in a fusion vein, but this time moving forward into the 80s. And we'll begin with music from another quartet, the Everyman Band. They recorded and released two albums for the ECM label, a self-titled release from 1982, and the album Without Warning from 1985. We'll hear from the latter. This band has a strong upstate New York connection. Their guitarist, David Torn, was living and working in Ithaca at the time of this recording. As a result, they did quite a bit of performing and touring throughout New York, including in Ithaca, Corning, and Rochester. The rest of the band, Marty Fogel on sax, Bruce Yaw bass, and Michael Sikorsky on drums. Here is Talking with Himself.
Marco.
In the previous set of the hour, we listened to music from drummer Jack DeJohnette, featuring John Abercrombie on guitar, rounding out this set with a trio fronted by John Abercrombie, featured there on guitar synthesizer. Recorded in performance on April 21st, 1988, at Night Stage, a jazz club in Boston, with Mark Johnson on bass and Peter Erskine on drums. The album issued in 1989 by the ECM label as John Abercrombie, Mark Johnson, Peter Erskine. We heard a piece written by Mark Johnson, originally for his album Bass Desires, which was released on ECM 4 years earlier in 1985, also featuring Peter Erskine on drums and two guitar players, John Schofield and Bill Frizzell, Bill also doubling on guitar synth. The track Samurai Hee-Haw. The Everyman Band before that, David Torn, Marty Fogel, Bruce Yaw, and Michael Sikorsky. From their second and final album together, Without Warning, David Torn would go on to release several solo albums on ECM, starting with Cloud About Mercury in 1986. But from Without Warning, we heard Talking With Himself. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. That's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of complete episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, please look for Jazz Progressions, Program 1919. For our final set of the hour, we'll turn to some more avant-garde and free improvisational music, featuring guitar and sax, rather prominently. And we'll begin with a trio from Seoul, South Korea, called the JJ Motion, and their album simply titled Trio, released in 2019. Unfortunately, I don't know much about this band, because most of the websites which I found with any information at all about them were almost entirely in Korean, which unfortunately I can neither read nor speak. But some amazing improvisations from this trio, comprised of Jung-jae Kim on tenor sax, Jun Kim, guitar, and Sung-ki Kim on drums. I'm not sure if they may be related. Kim is a rather common family name in Korea. And there are no track titles for these pieces. They're simply titled Songs 1 through 8. We'll listen to Song 1.
Thank you.
We began that set with the Korean trio The JJ Motion, song 1 from their album Trio. And lastly, music from another release from 2019, American tenor sax man Ken Vandermark teaming up with Dutch guitarist Terry Hessels, recording under the name Terry X. The two of them have performed together well over 100 times in a variety of settings. For this release, Scaffolding, it's just the two of them improvising. We heard New Paper. That does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.